Hi, Barry Eaton here. It's showtime. And as we shall wear, we're all in a holiday mood as Easter is right upon us. So come on and enjoy yourself.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Say, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving out of 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating out a greasy spoon to save on my dough. At my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square. Broadway, baby, the lady has the moves, walking on my tired feet. Shanghai, Shanghai, the kind little bit to be in a long relaxing. Broadway, baby, finding some office food, learning how to sing and dance.
Lovely.
Music of Stephen Sondheim and Follies. Broadway Baby, the original Broadway production with Jane Houdyshell. Nothing like a lovely bit of rhythm.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? Chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who can ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who can ask for anything more. Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him around my
daisies in green pastures.
I've got my man.
Who could ask for anything more?
Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging around the front back door.
I got starlight.
I got sweet dreams.
I've got my man. Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more?
Ruthie Henschel and I Got Rhythm, and that was from Tracy For You and the Tony Award winner on Broadway in 1972. Not surprising, written by George and Ira Gershwin. What a pair. Well, with Broadway on mind, why don't we pop into one of the shows that's still playing and doing very well there, Hamilton.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around and said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went.
Moving with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord. Trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scared of all.
Leslie Odom Jr. and Alexander Hamilton. Well, it's not only on Broadway, it's also playing on the West End and coming for a return season to Australia. I hope to see it this time. I had to forfeit my tickets last time because of the pandemic. So it's on the list. Great show. Time for a visit to the movies, or if you're in the UK, off to the cinema. And the classic sound of a spaghetti western, but not just any spaghetti western. This is the best of them all. Ennio Morricone's classic, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. Clint Eastwood starred and was obviously the good. Back to the stage, and it's amazing what they can turn into a musical these days. And a movie called Back to the Future is now on stage in the present.
Gonna find finally do it my way. Yeah, a perfect future for a shaker and a mover. Every note is in its place with lots of treble, lots of bass. I'll rock my future. Could it be any cooler? All I gotta do is play. My troubles disappear and go away.
Elect me Goldie Wilson for mayor. My new progress platform means more jobs, lower taxes, and bigger civic improvements. Vote for me if you want to advance. I'll serve you faithfully if you'll give me a chance. I believe the future will be brighter than before. Hey, when I got started, I was sweeping up the floor. 'Cause it's only a matter of time till the bells of prosperity chime. We'll be part of a new day, a long overdue day. I'll lead us as we make the
Ollie Dobson, and It's Just a Matter of Time, that's for sure. And Back to the Future is playing on Broadway and also on the West End right now. Coming up with a good title is always a hard thing to do, whether you're writing a book or a show. But I love this one. It's called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And, of course, it involves a relationship.
Forgive my intrusion. I needed to see you and see you truly. Mr. Navarro, Mr. Navarro, I have arrived at a stunning conclusion, and I feared I would lose my resolve if I didn't come here directly to see. I've decided to marry you. I've decided to marry you. I've decided, though Henry's gone, that life goes on for me. I have thoroughly thought it through, and the man that I want is you. Though it's true there are quite a few who strongly disagree. Nonetheless, I will marry you. I confess that I'm frightened too. But unless I am wrong, you long for love as much as I. This is quite a conventional, I'll admit, but why should that matter a whit? And if you do not say yes at once, I think I'll die.
Miss Asquith, you've rendered me speechless. May I call you Phoebe?
What am I doing here? This could be dangerous if I'm discovered. Imagine the scandal, and I couldn't handle a scandal so risible. I'll stay invisible, still as can be. But what's going on in there? I can hear voices. I recognize Monty, but is that a woman? And if that's a woman, then what is she doing here? Is it the cousin I wish I could see? If it's that cousin, it might just be business. It's family business and none of my business. But why is she here in the home of a bachelor? Of course, one could point out that I'm here as well. But does she not realize this situation puts her reputation severely in question? The merest suggestion could cause a sensation, and I cannot hear what is hell.
I'll be warned not to marry you.
I could go home.
I'll be sworn if I marry you.
I should go.
Still, I've decided to live my life and care why for me.
Who believe how my life is turned?
I should be gone.
After grieving, I quickly
but
learned
that
there is nothing can bend the will like half the steel. And there's goodness to spare in
you. Isn't this fun?
And a gentleness there in you.
Isn't she done?
You've taken a wounded bird and taught her how to fly.
This is
quite unconventional, is it not? Rather a turn in the plot. And so will I be your fiancé.
Why don't you send the cow away?
Phoebe, darling.
When I recall this day, I think I'll cry.
Oh, what was that?
What was what?
That sound. Is there someone here?
Oh, pay no attention. That's my new manservant. He's just finding his way around. I'll be with you in a moment. Wadsworth, Isn't this madness? Who could foresee how one trick of timing could ruin it all? One in the parlor, one in the bedroom, nothing between them but me and a wall. Look at Phoebe, noble and pious, my esteem for her only grows. Hot when I am with Phoebe, I am on fire, thinking of Sibella, full of desire, passion, and dare I say it, love. Hot when I'm with Sibella, whom do I admire? None but Phoebe, perfect and lovely, who couldn't love her, heaven knows. Round and round and round it goes. How happy I'd be to be at your disposal, my darling. Of course I accept your proposal.
Now we should kiss.
That would be bliss.
Darling, but first I'll say this. I've decided to marry you.
Phoebe,
Sibella.
Phoebe,
fall and set me free.
And again there's Sibella. Yes, I've decided to marry you.
Phoebe, look what you've done to me.
Indeed, for your gracious bestowment. Yes, Wadsworth, I told you, I'll be just a moment.
Now, Monty, dear, I think I now should go.
Oh.
But I still want to marry you.
Even so.
I decided to marry you.
Just go.
How I'm longing to marry you.
Yes, yes, I'm delighted to marry you, marry you, marry you. A shame you must go.
Go.
I've decided to marry you. And that's where the fun starts. And there we had Lauren Worsham from the 2014 Tony Award-winning A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. But let's go off to Venice now, the setting for a wonderful musical back in 1982 called Nine. And you have to be Italian.
So, you little Italian devils, you want to know about love? Saragina, she will tell you. You never say I love you, it's too English. Don't love like the Inglesi.
Not the Inglesi.
And never say je t'aime, it's too pretty. It's good for the Francesi.
For the Francesi.
In Dutch they say ich liebe, they can keep it with all the Hollandaise.
The Hollandaise.
But now I teach you three words, you will learn them. Drive your women crazy. Tivolio, bene, you will say, means I want you every day. Tivolio, bene.
Tivolio,
bene, you will learn. Every night for you I burn. Tivolio. When your speaking is all through, come here a little closer. I will tell you what to do. You close your eyes, and if you want to make a woman happy, you rely on what you were born with, because it is in your blood. Be Italian, be Italian. Take a chance and try to steal a fiery kiss. Be Italian, you rapscallion. When you hold me, don't just hold me, but hold this. Please be gentle, sentimental. Go ahead and try to give my cheek a pat, but be daring
and uncaring. When you pinch me, try to pinch me where there's fat. Be a singer.
Be a singer.
Be a lover.
Be a lover.
Pick the flower now before the chance.
Italian, and that was based on the film Eight and a Half. You may remember seeing that a long time ago. Great movie, great show, Nine. And there we heard Kathy Moss and Be Italian. So, Ben, well, as it's Easter, as we go to air, I thought we'd have to have a special with the theme of Easter. More about that shortly, but right now, the curtain is going up. It's time for some comedy.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications, nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's normal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtain. Comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic. Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Horsions and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Panderers,
philanderers,
cupidity,
timidity,
Mr.
Twigs,
slimes,
tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers, the royal guest, no Trojan horse, and a happy ending, of course.
Goodness and madness, and in his madness,
this time it all turns out all right.
Zira Mostel and the wonderful cast of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Well, we're past the Ides of March, so Caesar's safe. I think one of the best shows I've seen in a long time is Wicked. It was here in Sydney just a few months ago, really, late last year. Loved it. And it's wonderful. There is a new movie coming out after 2 decades, and it will be released later this year. But here's one of the wonderful songs from the Broadway production.
Come with me to the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
Oh, I've always wanted to see the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
One short day to have a lifetime of
One Short Day, and Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel from Wicked. I can't wait to see that film. And it stars Ariana Grande and also Jeff Goldblum. And speaking of movies, we have our special. And what better at Easter than Easter Parade, a lovely MGM musical which starred Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Peter Lawford, and the very beautiful Ann Miller. Some great music, so let's away right now with Easter Parade. And here's Fred.
If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time. But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, Fred Astaire. Okay, now, two more stars here. We have Judy Garland and Peter Lawford.
Who am I? What's my name? Where I'm from? How I came? Doesn't matter, dear. Long as I am here, I'm just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella. Glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. For every every fella, each fella with an umbrella. There's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, that's what they were meant to do. Maybe the break in the weather will turn into a break for you. For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray.
And one of my very favorite actors, dancers, and stars at the time, the lovely Ann Miller now.
There's an old superstition way down south. Everybody believes that trouble won't stay if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, everybody with care and trouble that day tries to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you were blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listening to a voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away, shake them away.
Shaking the blues away. I had the lovely fortune of taking Ann Miller and showing her around the Sydney Opera House as we were filming an interview, a few years ago now. But what a beautiful person and what a wonderful performer. Those long legs of hers. She was a wonderful dancer. Okay, now back to Eastern Parade before I get too carried away here. Of course, the big star of the movie was Judy Garland.
I love the piano, I love to hear somebody play. Upon a piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski
The song that really came out of this movie as the number one was this one with both Fred and Judy dressed up as a couple of old tramps.
We're a couple of swells. We stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country far away from the city smells. We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
The Vanderbilts have asked us up for tea.
We don't know how to get there, no siree, no siree.
We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice. We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, and to walk up the avenue's what we love. Wall Street bankers are we, with plenty of currency. We'd open up the safe, but we forgot where we put the key. We're the favorite lads of girls in the picture ads. We'd like to tell you who we kissed last night, but we can't be cats.
The Vanderbilts are waiting at the club.
But how are we to get there? That's the rub. That's the rub.
We would sail up the avenue, but we haven't got a yacht. We would drive up the avenue, but the horse we had was shot. We would ride on a trolley car, but we haven't got the fare. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue till we're there.
Well,
Yep, just a couple of swells. Well, it was a fun movie. Back in those MGM days, all the old musical stars. Let's do a wrap now with the theme song from the film. I hope you enjoyed Easter Parade. See you next time.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome, what's more. I could hardly wait to keep our days this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. For in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.